Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I am your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor at the Tenkar's Tavern blog, lest we forget the Tenkar's Tavern Discord server, and, dun-dun-dun, the Tenkar's Tavern Facebook community. I think we're, unless one of the other admins approve people, I think that we are two people short of 2,500 members in the Tenkar's Tavern Facebook community. But I'm going to verify that right now. We have 2,498 members. I have one that wants to join. So we are one member short of 2,500. Go figure that one out. So, what's today's bit of talk or news or whatnot? I am looking at the new kind of relaunched Loot Crate. If you don't remember what Loot Crate was, it was a monthly box of geek shit that, in theory, you got more value because of the themed box than you would have if you bought the stuff individually. And you know what? There was some pretty cool stuff, and there was some pretty lame shit. A lot of stuff for me to give to my 8-year-old niece, which she enjoyed. Not a bad deal. Don't get me wrong. That's cool. But when it comes to their profitability of their business, Loot Crate went bankrupt. They got bought out. Now, their new owners apparently have figured that a good way to, I guess, get more money from the Loot Crate name is to introduce Loot Launcher. What Loot Launcher is basically Kickstarter comes to Loot Crate. Here, how it works. Loot Launcher is a crowdfunding platform that lets you back exclusive, limited edition product curated by groundbreaking artists, personalities, brands, and influencers. And if this sounds like marketing bullshit, forgive me. I'm just reading what's there. Love it? Back it. Sign up to reserve your spot. You'll only be charged when the campaign reaches its goal. What do I get? Brands, personalities, and influencers curate limited edition items. It's the ultimate fan experience. The power is yours. We only produce crates that meet the minimum backing requirements. Fuel your fandom. Now, this is at lootcrate.com/lootlauncher if you want to look for yourself. I'll include a link in the show notes. So, what are they offering? I don't want to say the bags of poo. But, again, what can you, as a potential Loot Launcher backer, back? Exclusive Kid Robot X Godzilla exclusive crate. Unbox an exclusive collection of limited edition Godzilla gear designed by the incredible pop artist at Kid Robot. Only one backing level, by the way. $49.99. Okay. They want to raise 3% of 3,000. That's not 3,000. That's, I guess, 3,000 backers. Okay. They're approximately 3% of their backer goal with 35 days left to go. And 3,000 times 50 is about $150,000. That's their goal. So now think about it. This is a way for them to get this shit out there. And you know that this is covering costs so they can get other stuff out there in the collectible market and whatever. But just like with Kickstarter, just like with your RPGs and the computer games, they have found a way to do it with minimal risk. Now, the NECA, NECA TMT movie 30th anniversary crate, that is 52% of its goal. It's also basically $50 if you want to back it. And that means it's about, right now, about 75, $80,000 raised. I'm not even sure when this stuff went live, but with 35 days left, I'm assuming it went live like today. Or shortly, maybe the last few days. NECA Gremlins dress up and play figure. You know what? I'm not even going to dress it. It's another $50 one. So it's not like you can, not like any of these, like anything's cheap. Kid Robot Kaiju Battle Set. This is the one that looks like it's going to have a problem funding. It's at 1% of gold. That's because they want you to spend $200 at $2,000. But how much are you looking to raise? How much are they looking to raise at? Oh, well, they want $3,000 for the crate. So, yeah, they're looking to raise $600,000 for. Oh, man. I'm going to have to include a picture of this in the podcast window there. WizKids Board Game Crate. Enhance your game night with two hand-picked games from the WizKids library. Now, aren't these games probably, they got to be already made, right? It's not like they're creating anything new. This one's also $30. It's at 2% of gold. I'm gonna guess that everybody needs $3,000 for the crate. Oh, no, this is $2,500. They only need $2,500. But wait, like you're saying, why is Eric bringing this shit up? What would interest the tabletop role player gamer and me? Well, maybe the WizKids Dungeon Masters crate. WizKids presents an assortment of miniatures for your latest campaign. It's a mere $30. But you don't know what you're going to get. Fuel your fandom. This only goes into production if it reaches the backer goal by Monday, November 18th. Dungeon Masters, prepare to decorate your dungeon and bring your adventure to life with the new Dungeon Master crate from the Gaming Masters at WizKids. Over $60 worth of pre-painted miniatures and exclusive content included to help you create exciting new play experiences and storytelling narratives. Get ready to challenge your adventurers in exciting new ways. Now, who out there besides me, and I gotta say, I'm old and crotchety, but who else thinks that they're gonna be taking old WizKid minis from their various games, right? They already have the models done. And they're just going to snip the bottom off, put it on a plain base, and bam, you've got your WizKid. And they're going to probably claim they're worth as much as they were when they were, quote, collectible or part of one of the WizKid games. What is the WizKid's Dungeon Masters crate? This is a new crate from the team at WizKids, delivering an assortment of pre-painted miniatures perfect for your next campaign. It won't go into production until it hits its goal, and it plans to ship in the spring 2020 season. I don't know. I mean, I'd like to say that I like these crates. I mean, I still occasionally get Mythord shipped to me. And we did have the 10 Cars Tavern crate. I believe at this point it's just Mythord. The thing is, especially in our hobby, a lot of this was recycling old stuff that was in somebody's warehouse. And they're like, oh my God, I've got 50,000 or more, I don't know, Judge's Guild from the late 70s and early 80s, and let me just, you know, sell this by, you know, $5 a pound or whatever it is, and have them put it in these crates. And once then all of a sudden that treasure chest is gone, right? And now what do you put into it? And they got to keep those prices down to make back the money. But here's the thing. Without a lot of value in these crates, and when I say a lot of value, because odds are you're going to get a crate where you like nothing. That's a waste, right? And then you get a crate where you like something, but it's still a waste. And you get a crate that you like most of it, and then you're like, all right, maybe I got my dollar's worth. What wouldn't you in the end be better off just buying the shit that you want? I know I'm guilty of, you know, getting Mythroid, and it's like Christmas. But more often than not, it seems, it's like Christmas where it's like, oh, geez, Grandma gave me fucking socks again. You know, or, oh, great. Oh, now I've already got this. Now what the fuck do I do with this? You know what I'm saying? Admittedly, with this loot crate, I don't know, initiative here, loot launcher, in theory, you're going to get stuff that you probably don't have, but maybe that's not the case. I don't know. Just some thoughts to throw out there, let you know what's going on in the gaming world. So, on that note, Jets won today, by the way. First win of the season. Woohoo! So, shows what you can do when they actually have a healthy quarterback that can play the game, has a good arm, and can scramble. Yeah, it's got to be something I can link that into a regular tabletop RPG gaming discussion. Yeah, probably. Not today, though. Folks, as always, thank you. Thank you for the reviews and ratings on iTunes. Last I checked, we have 20 ratings. We are scoring a very solid 4.5 out of 5. And that's because of you all. So thank you. If you get a chance, you could be a blessing and add to it. But hey, as always, folks, stay safe. Be well. God bless. Roll those dice. And I will talk with you all tomorrow. Later, folks.